Falling interest rates will help some companies improve their balance sheets, but for many startups, cheaper money won't help. They don't borrow from banks. Loan officers view them as too risky. And venture capitalists, the usual source of funding for startups, are sitting on the sidelines right now, waiting for indications the economy and the markets will bounce back. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports on two survivors of the dot-com crash and what they're doing to survive the recession.
Skystream is the kind of company investors used to love. It makes computers and software to deliver internet and television programming over satellite and landlines. The Sunnyvale, California company was planning to go public last summer until the bottom fell out of the NASDAQ. Skystream changed its strategy and raised $44 million from private investors. But the company's managers are acting as if Skystream's broke.
We've gone around and unscrewed every other light bulb in the place.
Jim Olson is CEO of Skystream.
Our energy bill here at Skystream is roughly $25,000 a month, and that's a lot of money. That's a couple of people maybe on the payroll.
Olson has also cut the payrolls. He's cut manufacturing costs, and he recently negotiated a real estate deal at half the market rate.
Frankly, we found a wreck that we worked closely with the landlord to refurbish, and when it was all said and done, when the market rate was $7, we got into this fabulous facility for $2.75 a foot.
Across the country, in Boston, a startup called Zimian, which provides software for the Linux computer operating system, is moving for the third time in little over a year. CEO David Patrick says Zimian is capitalizing on the misfortune of other companies.
As they downsize, they have extra space that's not being used, so we've been leasing that on short-term leases so that we can get the lowest cost as possible.
Patrick says Zimian will probably slash its rent by half with this move because rents in Boston have fallen hard in recent months. Zimian and Skystream are doing what startups everywhere are doing these days. They're cutting costs and hoarding their cash. Partner Jeff Yang of Redpoint Ventures says that's a smart move because it's so difficult to raise money from investors these days.
We've been describing it almost like a nuclear winter. The companies that come out of this period of time may well be some of the best companies, the best positioned companies, you know, on the upside. But if you're not around to take advantage of that, it doesn't really matter.
Yang is a major investor in Skystream. CEO Jim Olson says the changed climate is sobering.
It's the scariest time in my 30-year professional career.
Olson says he's managing Skystream's cash so he never has to get another dollar from a venture capitalist. The cost, he says, is just too high. Olson projects Skystream will be profitable in 6 to 9 months. For their part, venture capitalists say they won't start investing freely until public investors start buying shares in newly public companies, that is, in so-called initial public offerings or IPOs. When that happens, venture capitalists will be able to cash out of many companies now in their portfolios. Ted Dintersmith is a general partner in Charles River Ventures in Waltham, Massachusetts, and an investor in Zimian.
Right now, the IPO market has gone from a window that was about the size of the Grand Canyon to a window that's not only nailed shut, but has five layers of storm windows on it.
Dintersmith says it's anybody's guess when the IPO market will be back. He adds, it'll look very different when it does come back.
I think it's going to have a very conservative, frugal mind going forward instead of a very aggressive, have to hop on this internet train mind that we all in some ways benefited from in the last couple of years.
Companies like Zimian and Skystream, which value profits over buzz, should do well in that market if they survive these lean times. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.